If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this last Sunday of January 1976, we count it all joy to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are rejoicing in the midst of a January revival here at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, 677 people came together to study the Word of God in the Sunday School Hour, and God blessed in all the services through the day. It was a remarkable day, and the blessings of God were evidenced in every phase of the church's ministry. Let me say to you today that if you do not have a church home, we here at Worth Baptist Church give you a cordial invitation to come and visit with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We teach God's Word throughout every class and every department and every unit in our Sunday school. We would be happy for you to come today and bring the family and find a place to study God's Word in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. The motto of our Sunday School is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. As never before, we believe men need to know what God has to say. We listen to radio and television news. We read books of science and philosophy and education. And these are good in their place. But my friend, there's no book in all the earth that is a substitute for the Bible. And no book tells it like the Word of God tells it. No book in all the world has the answers to the many perplexing problems and questions that face us as Americans today. What America needs is a return to the Bible. And we are praying that all over the nation, God will raise up Christians to take a staunch stand for the truth of God's Word. We need to call America back to God, back to the church, and back to the Bible. Worth Baptist Church is in prayer that throughout the city of Fort Worth and across our state and throughout all the states of our great country, that God will begin to work in the hearts of people and that 1976, our bicentennial year, will be a year of revival for America. Will you join with us in prayer during these days that this will truly be America's year of revival? Here at Worth Baptist Church, we have designated 1976 as a year of harvest. We're looking forward to the beginning of the construction of our new building on our 14-acre site of ground adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. These 14 acres, we believe, provide one of the best locations in all of Tarrant County to build a church. Just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, which is becoming Interstate 20, and then about 3/4 or 1 mile from Interstate 35. So in just minutes from anywhere in Tarrant County, and in fact anywhere in the Metroplex, one can reach our new location. But for the present time, we invite you to come to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, and visit in our Sunday school at 10 o'clock today. Our morning worship hour begins at 11, and our evening worship service begins at 7. You'll find a warm welcome in all of these services, together with a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. Why not plan today to come and bring the family? Now, maybe you're the only one in the family. You come, or bring the other members of your family, and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. We have two very important days coming up in the near future. The first is Sunday, March the 7th. On that date, Worth Baptist Church will celebrate its 22nd anniversary. That's almost 1/4 century in business for God. Our 22nd anniversary on March the 7th, and we're looking forward to having at least 1,022 people in our Sunday school on that day. Let me ask you now to mark your calendar and be a part of a great anniversary celebration Sunday, March the 7th, when we celebrate our 22nd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. Then another important date is Sunday, July 4th. Sunday, July 4th is our God and Country Day. This is our bicentennial year, and churches all over America are planning special services to call America back to God. Let me encourage you to be a part of that right here in the city of Fort Worth and right here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, Sunday, July 4th, God and Country Day at Worth Baptist Church. We would be happy to have you in any and all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The Church, Its Formation, Its Function, and Its Future. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, beginning at verse 13. But before I read the Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the freedom of worship that we enjoy as Americans today. We pray that we might realize that if we sit idly by and let evil forces take over, that one day we may not have this freedom. I pray that You would awaken something in the hearts of Americans all over the nation today, and right here in our city of Fort Worth, right here in this community, may we all have a feeling of doing what You want us to do, and may we have a determination that we're going to put Christ and the church first in our lives. During this great year of harvest, we pray for our city, for our mayor, for our city councilman. We pray for our city government in its entirety. We pray for our city manager. We pray for our governor. We pray for our president and all of those in places of responsibility, in positions in government and education and religion. May all realize that without a revival, without a spiritual awakening, that our nation cannot survive. I pray that that great awakening might begin right in our own fair city, and dear God, in the hearts of those who listen to this broadcast today. We pray for every troubled soul, for every burdened heart, where tragedies and sorrows have come in families in our city this week. We ask a special portion of Thy comfort and Thy grace. Then, Father, for our senior citizens in particular, those who are shut in and physically unable to be out in public assembly today, we ask that this broadcast would be a special blessing to them. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, I read at verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church. What is the church? What is the church's formation? What is the church's function? And what of the church's future? The church is God's agency in the world to preach the gospel and to preserve the truth. The church offers opportunities of worship and service for all of its members. And here at Worth Baptist Church, our doors are open for sinners and saints alike. We're keeping the fires of God's revival spirit burning in our church. The doors are open. We believe the church is here in the world today to propagate the gospel. We believe that the church is composed of a body of born-again, baptized believers in Jesus Christ. And my friend, if you're outside the confines of the church today, I would admonish you to think these things through. The church is God's agency in the world in this hour. Jesus Christ is the founder of the church. Let's think for a few moments about the formation of the church. The church was not known in the Old Testament and is therefore a New Testament organization. Any church before Christ is too early. Any church after Christ is too late. The church was begun by Jesus Christ and founded upon Jesus Christ. Notice again the text. Jesus said to Peter, I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now Jesus used two Greek words in that one verse. Both mean a stone. First, our Lord Jesus Christ used the word Petros for Peter, which means a little stone. And then Jesus used another Greek word, which means a large stone, and that Greek word is Petra. Now notice the difference. The word Peter in the Greek is Petros, P-E-T-R-O-S. But the word that our Lord Jesus used in the second place when he said, upon this rock I will build my church, is an altogether different word. Jesus used the word Petra, P-E-T-R-A, which means a huge stone. And that stone symbolized Jesus Christ, who is the rock of our salvation. So our Lord Jesus Christ did not say that he would build his church upon Peter. He did not say that he would build his church upon Peter's confession. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, myself, I will build my church. And so, my friend, from this verse we know that Jesus Christ is the founder of the church and that Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. The church is the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the glorified head who has already ascended into the heavens as our forerunner and has gone to make ready for us to come after him. Remember his promise in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. With Jesus Christ as the head of the church, and the pastor, the under-shepherd of the local assembly, the church is functioning in the world today as God's agency to evangelize. And that brings me to the second thought, the function of the church. Now remember, we've established the foundation of the church is Christ and the founder of the church is Christ. Now as to the function, no other organization on the earth has a function equal to that of the church, and no other group or organization can do what the church is supposed to do in the world today. The church is composed of, as we said a moment ago, born-again, baptized believers who are to conduct the ministry of the church under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. A reference there is Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Maybe you would like to write some of these verses down. Acts 2:47. As to the function of the church, the church has one commission in the world today, and that is to evangelize the world as we have been instructed and commissioned by Jesus Christ to do. And that comes from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through verse 20. where Jesus gave a commission to the church to go forth evangelizing, making disciples, and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Something else in connection with the function of the church. The church is to meet together to worship God. They that worship God, Jesus said in John 4:24, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not only that, but the church receives its power to witness for Christ from the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The church is to come together for public worship. Now some of you are saying today, well, preacher, I can worship right here at home. Or I can go over to the neighbor's house and I can worship there. Or I can go out on the lake and I can worship there. But my friend, wait a moment. God has a pattern. God has a plan. God has a prescription. God has a way. And you cannot improve on the Bible way. And the Bible way is stated in Hebrews chapter 10 at verse 25. Look it up. Read it. Here's what it says. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. God's plan and program is for public assembly, that people meet together in the house of God to worship God in spirit and in truth. Not only that, my friend, but the church is to reach out into the community and around the world, supporting missions and missionaries to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 through verse 3, sets forth that principle very clearly. And here at Worth Baptist Church, we are doing exactly that. More than 77 missionary families are receiving support from Worth Baptist Church to go out into the various parts of the world and evangelize and bring men to Christ. This is the business of the church. We believe the church is to be taught by men of God. In Acts chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, that principle is clearly laid down. I repeat, the church, the body of believers, is to be taught by God's men. And I believe God's man in the church today is the pastor, the under-shepherd, the one whom God has appointed to break the bread of life and to bring the truth to God's people. So, my friend, the function of the church is clear. Preserving the truth, evangelizing the world, preaching the gospel of redeeming grace. We believe that the church has two ordinances. First, baptism. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Jesus instructed His disciples to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The second ordinance, we believe, is the Lord's Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through verse 29. There Jesus Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, as often as you do this, you do set forth my death. You do it in remembrance of me. Not only that, but it points to the marriage supper of the Lamb that we shall share in heaven together. So baptism and the Lord's Supper are the two ordinances of the church. We believe further concerning the church and its function. The church is to be supported by God's tithe. And note, I said God's tithe because the tenth of your income, the tithe, which means tenth, of your income is not yours if you're a Christian. It belongs to God. And your tithe belongs not to the radio preacher or the television preacher or to buy Bibles with or to feed the hungry with. Your tithe belongs to the church. Your tithe belongs in the storehouse, which in this age is the church. So the church is to be supported by God's tithe and our free will gifts and offerings. Above the tenth, above the tithe, comes the free will gifts and offerings of God's people. My friend, if you have needs today that need to be supplied, step into God's cycle of sufficiency and God will meet all your need. My final thought concerning the church is the future of the church. The future of the church is as bright as God's promise. The church will be raptured when Jesus Christ comes again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 18. There we read, Paul says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the future of the church, to be caught up, raptured, to be with Christ in heaven forever. Then, my friend, the church will continue to glorify Christ through all eternity. According to Ephesians 3:21, in the ages to come, we, the church, will bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question today. First, what is your relationship to Jesus Christ? And second, what is your relationship to the church? Are you a church member? Are you attending church? Are you supporting your church? If not, my friend, why not begin today? Make a new start. I trust if you do not have a church home that you'll come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. It would be our joy to share with you the good things that God is doing for us. It is our joy to share with you the gospel of redeeming grace. It is our joy to share with you study and fellowship in God's Word. And my friend, if you're unsaved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the greatest joy that we can have is to show you how that you may be saved. Here it is. It's simple. It's as simple as A, B, C. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. C, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why, the Bible says, whosoever, and that means you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The church needs you. But my friend, more than that, you need the church. Come today to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We'll be happy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And until next Lord's Day by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.